On Capitol Hill, budget negotiators reached a tentative deal on border security funding last night that they hope will avert another government shutdown. But its provisions fall far short of the $5.7 billion for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. And a Friday midnight deadline looms. We're getting an update here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. What are you hoping for as you watch these budget negotiations? We're at 800-642-1234. Susan Johnson is a professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. She's also director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. Susan, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So we hear that congressional lawmakers, they met yesterday to discuss border funding solutions. There was some movement. What do we know about this agreement in principle?
Yeah, it's been quite a roller coaster over the weekend. I think leading into the weekend, we thought that there was a deal close at hand. And then this weekend, we heard that maybe there wasn't. And then late last evening, there was an agreement in principle, as you said. And what it would do is provide about $1.375 billion for 55 new miles of border fencing, and it's very clearly written into this agreement that that cannot be a concrete wall, but they can use other means to provide some fencing. And, I mean, that's the main part of it, and then there would be an additional $1.7 billion or so for additional security and technology upgrades and also humanitarian aid for migrants who are arriving at the border. And as you mentioned, it falls far short of what President Trump had been demanding earlier on, which was $5.7 billion.
Yeah, and 1.375 is nowhere near that $5.7 billion mark. And there seems to be a lot of give and take here over the issue of immigration. Democrats had wanted to impose a cap on detention of immigrants apprehended with the U.S. That seems to have dropped out of this pending deal. In exchange, Republicans agreed to reduce the number of beds in detention centers. What are you seeing on this back and forth over immigration numbers?
Yeah, and so just as you said, there was this contentious issue that arose over the weekend about caps on immigrants and beds. And, I mean, the idea being that if you cap the number of beds, it makes it more difficult to detain people. So what was agreed upon in principle here is that this deal would set an average daily cap at about 45,000 beds, which is less than the number of people who are currently detained on average. And the Democrats are hoping that that number should continue to drop. On the other hand, this would still allow the president to have some authority to move money around in different accounts, and so the number of beds could go up.
Should we read into anything here that President Trump and Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were not at the meeting yesterday?
Well, I mean, I think what we saw happen was that, and this is often the case, that the congressional leadership, so people like Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leaders in the Senate and then the Republican leaders in both the House and the Senate, would set a negotiating team in place and let those people get together and work out some of the details. And the people who were put in charge were chairs of relevant committees. And this is quite common for, I would say this is, you know, pretty normal operating procedure for Congress, which is what we're not quite used to lately. But those people got together, and they're veterans of congressional negotiations, and they came up with a deal. And there was, you know, as you kind of alluded to, there wasn't the acrimony that we saw when we had more of that staged negotiation, I would call it, between the Democratic top leadership, you know, even Republican top leadership, and the president.
Well, if lawmakers seem to be making some progress here, what we've seen in the past, though, that progress has then gone to the executive office, the president's office, and there's been a complete change of plans. Is there any inkling that might happen again?
There's always an inkling that potentially could happen again. President Trump can be quite unpredictable. The negotiators were asked whether or not the White House was on board, and they hedged a bit. They did indicate that the White House had been briefed fully. Last night, the president was having a rally in El Paso right around the same time that this deal was announced, and he, during his rally, he mentioned he heard about the deal, but he didn't know the details of the deal, and then he said something quite curious: we're going to build the wall anyway, which suggested that he knew that he wasn't getting his $5.7 billion in this particular negotiation. And then a lot of people in the right-wing media, Sean Hannity most notably, came out last night and said that the deal was garbage and that any Republican who supported it would be, I don't know what his exact words were, but would be sort of abandoning the principles of what we need for border security. So I'm really curious to see what President Trump is going to do. Under other circumstances, I would say this is a done deal. Once members of Congress come together, there's usually the tacit understanding that the president is on board as well, but I don't know in this instance.
We're talking with Susan Johnson. She is a political science professor at UW-Whitewater, director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. We're looking at budget negotiations last night, saying that there may be a tentative deal on border security funding that would avert another government shutdown that would be set to begin Saturday. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on this deal. Susan, President Trump has tweeted that Border Committee Democrats are behaving irrationally. They don't even want to make, quote, murderers or criminals into custody. Do you get the sense that Republicans aren't going to budge when they look at immigration, or that the president has a different focus when it comes to immigration?
Well, I mean, I think that you've got different groups of Republicans, and you have those that there's quite a few Republicans who are supportive of even, you know, deals to extend DACA and allow a path to citizenship and things like that. And this has been something that I would say members of Congress have worked on bipartisan, in a bipartisan way, for many years. They've not been able to pass anything, but you have a president who has made this issue the cornerstone of his 2016 election, and it really hasn't let up. So, I mean, it's honestly hard to say what he is going to do, but I do know that there is interest in Congress amongst some Republicans and a supermajority of Democrats who would like to see long-term policy passed. But that, I think, is down the road.
President Trump's approval rating dropped during the last shutdown. A shutdown has negative ramifications for everyday Americans. If lawmakers cannot reach a deal by Friday night, politically, what is at stake here?
Well, I think that those around the president are reminding him, and he pays a lot of attention to his poll numbers as well. And I think that might be an impetus for him to go along with this bill and then just keep, you know, pounding away at the idea that they're building the wall. He's indicated that the wall exists when we know that it doesn't. So, I mean, I think that at this point, it's really hard to say, but at this point, I think that he's not going to have much choice but to go along with it. The congressional leadership on the Republican side does not want to see another shutdown.
Susan, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Susan Johnson is a professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. She directs the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. We've been talking about the tentative deal that will be released later this week to avoid a second partial government shutdown. And when we come back, we'll talk to the author of American Advertising Cookbooks, How Corporations Taught Us to Love Spam, Bananas, and Jell-O. Stay with us. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.